Peter Welch, I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to ask you. First of all, let's talk about the Iran nuclear deal. Obviously, there's a lot of politics involved in this thing. I just read a piece by Chuck Schumer, who says he's going to have to read this thing very, very carefully, because lurking in all of this is, of course, the state of Israel, which has made major objections to this deal, as well as the Republicans in Congress, who are always looking to embarrass the president. So what do you make of it?
Well, the fundamental question about Iran is this. What's the best step that we can take to make certain that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon? Is it through a diplomatic resolution, this agreement that the president has now reached and is proposing for consideration by Congress, or is it military? That's really the question. There's unity here and in Israel and all around the world that Iran is a dangerous, aggressive country that's causing an immense amount of trouble in the Middle East. And there's not a question that we're better off if Iran, a bad actor, is doing what it's doing without a nuclear weapon rather than with. So there is going to be a lot of politics here, but there's a common point of view among those who will end up being for and against this agreement. And that common point of view is no nukes in Iran. That's really the issue. The question for those of us in Congress who are going to have an opportunity to vote to approve or disapprove this agreement is, where's the balance of risk? There's some risk in having an agreement. You know, you can assume that Iran is going to cheat and try to deceive. I don't think anyone doubts that. But the question will be, and this is what's going to be very important to me in evaluating this, what's the inspection regime? Is it going to be aggressive? Is it going to be intrusive? Is it going to give us and our allies confidence that Iran is abiding by the terms of the agreement? The second issue, the real concern to me, will be the snapback sanction regime. If, in fact, we find that Iran violates the agreement, what do we have to do in order to snap back those sanctions? Now, those are the two issues that are, at a very practical level, essential for me in coming to a conclusion about whether, on balance, this diplomatic resolution is going to best serve us in having a non-nuclear Iran.
You want to know, Peter, what my major concern is? You know, I know we've paid a lot of attention to the whole idea of getting their nuclear capacity and bombs away from them. On the other hand, you know, I've always had the sense that, oh, yeah, well, if you think that Iran is going to drop an atomic weapon on anyone, think again, because obviously that's the last day that Iran exists as a country. Obviously, you know, they're going to get what they gave. So what I'm concerned about is what other concessions on other weapons we have given up in our relationship with them, in our negotiations with them, because that's where they're dangerous.
Well, my understanding of the terms of the agreement, but I'm going to obviously want to read this and check it, is that on traditional arms sale, the UN provisions prohibiting that are still in place, and the prohibitions on ballistic missiles are still in place as well. One of the snags at the end of the negotiations was that Iran wanted relief from the limitations on their ability to sell and buy conventional weapons. And the president, as I understand it, held firm on that because obviously Iran is causing an awful lot of mischief in that space. So that's, I think, a very good point that you raised, but it's one that I believe has been resolved at least temporarily with the status quo, which puts significant limitations on Iran.
Let me move on to something else if I can, because there's so many things I want to talk to you about. You see that the governor of Vermont, Governor Peter Shumlin, is leaving. What do you make of that? And is that an office you'd be interested in?
So a lot of us were surprised at the timing of his announcement because he's got 18 months ahead on his term in a full legislative session. But he explained that he just wants to clear the dust and be able to focus on governing and not have questions about what his future campaign plans are. So I think that makes some sense. You know, that is an extremely important office in Vermont, but I've indicated that I'm going to stay where I am in Congress. Congress has to work. We've got to make this we've got to make this institution function. I've got some credibility on both sides of the aisle, and my goal in Congress has always been to try to lift up the middle class. We've got wicked wage stagnation in Vermont and in this country. And it doesn't have to be that way. That's a result of bad policies. It can be changed with good policies. And I want to continue doing all I can to try to help give the middle class an opportunity to return to wage growth.
So if Bernie Sanders runs for president, wins the presidency, that will open up the Senate seat. Will that be something you'd look at?
Well, you're going way down the line. People
Indeed.
Are excited about Bernie's campaign. But the way that works is that if there's a vacancy, the governor makes an appointment, and then there's an election. But I don't think any of us are making any plans right now. We're just all trying to do our jobs.
Does that mean you think he can't win?
Bernie's doing great. He's really exciting the base. But whether he can win or whether Hillary can win, that's the whole point of the campaign. They've got to make the case to the American people that they can be, and now to the Democratic Party, that they can get the length and breadth of support in this vast country of ours across all sections and regions. But you know, he's emerged, obviously, as the alternative. Hillary's doing great and presents herself well. She just came out of the Democratic caucus where she was well-received. But Bernie's the talk of the town. He's turning out huge crowds, and it's because he's speaking so clearly about what we all know is the big issue, and that's wage stagnation and the decline of the middle class. So this is a really good debate. And what I'm really grateful about is how many Democrats I'm seeing get engaged. You know, this is not something that's going to be ordained by elected leaders. This is something that belongs to everyday Democrats and everyday independents who are deciding whether they want to get involved in the Democratic side or the Republican side. And the more you have of a debate, the more people can participate in it, the more they feel they've got some ownership in the outcome. That's a good thing for democracy. So I'm just delighted to see both of them running very strong and vigorous campaigns.
Do they call you up and ask you whether who you're going to endorse?
They're not calling. They're working. They're calling everyday voters.
That's great. So if Bernie wins the nomination, could happen, then does that put the Democratic Party, in terms of the middle class vote, the conservative middle class vote, in danger of not winning the election?
Well, none of us know. You know, obviously, a lot of people like to make that case about Bernie. But, you know, he did win the mayor's race. He then won a congressional race, 16 points against an incumbent Republican. He won the U.S. Senate race in Vermont, which, by the way, you know, Vermont is it's a mixed state. On
sure.
the one hand, we're live and let live, and we I think socially are liberal and always have had that tradition from the days of George Aiken and other principled Republicans. But we're fiscally pretty conservative. You know, we pay our bills. We believe in personal responsibility. So, you know, Bernie has won very impressive victories in Vermont. So, as Bernie has said, don't underestimate him.
Indeed not. We are talking to our friend Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, at large, the only congressman in Vermont in office since 2007. Peter, you are too kind to come and talk to us. When we come back the next time, I got a slew of other questions for you.
Great.